On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. Now, we're joined by a man who's a TV presenter, a radio host.
Yes.
He's got two podcasts in the top 15 in Australia,
of course.
A children's author, Carlton Nuffy, and now part of the Front Bar Tokyo Olympics edition, it's Andy Lee.
We're very glad our next guest keeps coming back to our show.
I think we all need Wilbur in our life.
Not only does he put up with Billy checking out his partner.
She pops up on my Instagram. I'm probably following her.
He also deals with Billy. Like behaviour from his own co-host every day.
Does Hamish ever, when you're in the middle of just talking about stuff, just point to something that's happening?
Often Hamish will get distracted by the TV. And so occasionally when you're listening to our show, you may hear this.
Yeah,
which is me just going, hey buddy,
hello,
we're back. We're on.
In the middle of a break, Bill will just go, oh, have a look at that.
Please welcome Andy Lee.
Oh, nice to have you in, mate.
Nice to be around a professional.
That's it.
In you, JB,
thank
and
you.
Lovely to see you, Bill. There was a bra commercial that just came on. It just finished by the time that I got introduced, and I was thrilled because I had your attention back.
Yeah, it did. Well, it went too long. We know that. How are you going, Andy? Only 3 days before the Olympic Games. Can you believe that? Because Jim's not fired up. He doesn't give a stuff.
I am fired up.
Are you excited, Andy?
I'm pumped.
Yeah,
absolutely pumped for this.
What are you pumped about?
I'm pumped about doing Front Bar Tokyo.
Because Tokyo edition?
Yeah, it's the only bar that's opened in Victoria.
Oh,
so that's the key for me.
No.
Obviously, I'm doing it for Australia.
I love it.
But also doing it for free beer.
8:30 p.m. on 7, of course, Thursday, the Front Bar Tokyo edition. Mm. Now, who's the back line there? Yourself?
Yep.
Mick? Sam?
Mick obviously will play on ball.
Yes.
Sam will pinch hit from the pocket.
Yep.
And I'll be doing the grunt work Sam Walsh like.
Sam Walsh. What about Murray?
Well, like, have you given Beer a rung the arse?
Murray's been rested.
Oh, has he?
Oh,
yes.
Oh no, he won't be. Oh, Murray.
Managed. The big managed. Olympic show and he's been rested.
He won't be happy with
Murray.
That.
Oh,
Murray,
no.
I think, is, and I like to say, leading Seven's Olympic coverage.
Yes.
No,
you know, people might say it's McAvaney. I think it's Murray. They got their M's wrong. So Murray's got work to do for Seven, and so I've just come off the bench.
What about the new sports? Do any of those grab your attention?
Not particularly, mate.
I'll go through them.
Skateboarding's one of them.
Skateboarding?
Yeah, yep.
Bloke did a 2080 the other day or something.
1080.
1080, was it? It's three spins. Surfing? What about surfing?
I know, mate. 2080 would be remarkable.
It would be, wouldn't it?
I mean, you're not landing straight again because the math doesn't work, but boy, would it be an absolute spill if he's come off six spins or nearly
five and three quarters.
I think he attempted it, but didn't make it. Okay. Surfing? Do you like the surfing?
I like the surfing. I mean, obviously the Aussies are really great in that field. So anything, any sport they're including where the Aussies have a chance and we can get a medal tally up, I'm all for it.
Karate?
We did chat to Steph Gilmore, who said the waves are very small.
Really?
So I don't know if that plays in our favour or not.
Yeah, we don't see that many famous surfing competitions out of Japan.
I don't reckon.
No, not at all.
Anyway. No. I like the Boomers, Andy.
The Boomers are like Ben Simmons frustrates me a little bit that he's not going, but I know it's to work on his – he said he's going to work on his shooting. I mean, there's – a place you can do that. That's playing for Australia in Tokyo. And then obviously Liz Cambridge is pulled out for the Opals.
Yes.
She's the best basketball player in the world, women's basketball player in the world. So that's disappointing, but I understand she's got mental health issues, so we respect that.
Mm, we do indeed. Now, what else are you doing, please?
Raylene Boyle's going to be on this week for the Front Bar.
I saw that. She's a legend.
Grant Hackett.
Hackie.
And then Anna Mears, who
is
just a superstar. Mm. So we've got, I mean... we're talking about this with sports. There's people that can pull out of Olympic Games, like, you know, Ben Simmons, Liz Cambridge. They're getting paid enough.
Yes.
But the sports we need to put in the spotlight are your track and field. It comes around every, now 5 years.
Five years.
Yeah. But it's nice to see cycling and obviously the swimming. So we're going to cover off all those on Thursday night.
We've always had good cyclists, haven't we?
We have. We had a little bit of a rut, but that was because the British just poured all
the money,
their energy into it, all their money into it. So, hopefully we can get a better one.
You would have been happy with the Blues. Of course, arch rival Collingwood had snuck one ahead of you in the head-to-head. Now it's back to level.
A few people had left the WhatsApp group at halftime, but they all came home flooding back by the fourth quarter. Look, a lot of Blues supporters have been disappointed with this year. I'm a stay the course man. Mm. I feel like, look at this. Who's giggling over here?
Just stay the course. Have a listen.
Smugness of Geelong.
How's the coach? Is he going to survive?
Well, I mean, if we hadn't kicked 113 against your mob, we would have had you well and truly covered there.
5-1 at quarter time. That was terrible. Is he going to survive? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think he should. And I think, look, he's just clicked over to 2 years in the job. People forget that. He picked it up halfway through a season 2 years ago. He's just clicked. It was only 3 weeks ago, just clicked over to 2 years in the job. Bill, you've been doing this radio show for a lot longer and you still have no idea what you're doing.
Spot on.
You've got to hang with people.
But if Clarkson's available, what happens there? Would you like to see him go to Carlton?
Oh, look, I love Clarko. I think he's the best coach the AFL has had in my time.
Yes.
But I feel like he can be disruptive by always changing. And I think that I was watching, this is how pathetic I am, I was watching Charlie Curnow highlights from 2018 in preparation. I was going to go watch him.
He was playing VFL.
VFL, but they cancelled the game. But
no, he played.
He played a scratch match, but it wasn't the VFL, whatever they're calling it these days. Yes. But some of the score lines that Carlton were up against in 2018, it was 77-7. We're getting bitten by 100 points in four or five different games. That has changed dramatically in the last 3 years.
Andy, my beautiful better half is almost as fanatic a blue as you.
Yep.
And this is what I love the most about it. We started going out when I reckon it was about 2014.
Yep.
So at that stage, not only was I the chairman of North Melbourne, we'd gone prelim final, and then a final series, having won the first 11 games of the year.
And I was single at that time, I think. She chose you over me. That is astonishing.
If she had known, astonishing.
Were you available as well, Bill? She wouldn't have known.
If she had known, it might have been different. But the thing I used to say to her was, she'd go, well, why are you supporting this? Like, they're just no good. She goes, no, we're better than you. And that was just on repeat for 3 years. And I kept saying to her, but you know that there's like a ladder and games won. And she goes, no, we're just better than you.
Well, we'll find out this week.
Well, now.
This is a big
now
one.
Now I'm on the receiving end of it being true.
Your mob's having a crack, though.
Yeah, no, we won't win. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They've been all right, but they won't win. They're hard to beat. Now, what else is going on in your life, please? You're very busy.
Oh, the dog. What about the new dog?
The new dog.
That's all I see, this new dog, Jim, on Instagram.
Henrietta.
Do you know, Bill, we started puppy school, right?
Doggy school.
Yeah, doggy school, puppy school. And there is one very randy dog called Buckley, who's a male.
No. Is it?
Who, during free time, just tries to have his way with Henrietta. Every single time, which is certainly not on. But they always give you one thing to walk away with at the end of each puppy school.
Yeah.
And this week was like, dogs apparently love their food or meal times to be a puzzle. They want to work for their food, right? Mm. So put the food inside a puzzle, right? And then they'll work it out.
Mm.
Imagine we did that to Bill.
Well, no. How skinny would you be?
What are you saying? What, you've got to actually put it in a jigsaw puzzle?
Yeah, well, any type of puzzles that basically they have to lift a flap, swivel it around, and they find their food.
It
mentally stimulates them. But I wondered how that would go for you if I delivered you
a lot. I'd find it. I'd sniff it out. Don't worry about that, Andy boy.
I know you don't always get to hear the show, and Rabs, I'm doing this on short notice for you, but there was a time when Rabs, where Bill was down at the Cremorne.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
We were halfway through a show. And we started hearing some very weird noises.
Okay.
And, you know, this is mid-broadcast, by the way. So I just want to know if in your magnificent time of working with Hamish, whether this has ever happened.
As North Melbourne, I feel now in the context of the 2021 season. And
what's Fat doing?
What was that?
What are you eating? You're down at Cremorne. What are you eating?
Curried sausages, Jim.
Oh, my God.
That is sensational.
We're on special.
I get the different one, Bill. Hamish doesn't bring cutlery in, which is a new level. Sounds like you had three courses on offer that one.
Was good.
Hamish, I'll come out of the break and I'll start chatting and kind of turn to him and I'll see him put something in his mouth when we've had the whole ad break or the whole song to not do that. And then while chewing, he'll raise his eyebrows high and just give me the
keep going.
So if it was ever feedback that Andy was crapping on a little bit before the time started,
he was feeling
his chops.
With the calling of the footy now obviously being remote, we've got not far from here actually in South Melbourne, this amazing facility. We sit there and there are screens everywhere. When the games are in Brisbane, Luke Hodge is on the boundary and we've got one of the 30 screens just on Hodgie. And I love waiting until he starts eating.
Yeah, and then throw.
Good, Jim. That match up if you're worrying you, yeah. Audrey Nickers. Spits half the pie.
Wouldn't be as light and easy either.
No. Oh, I really like that. Hopefully you should get an isolated camera, a record of just that, just seeing him scramble.
Spits it out. And front bar, yeah, Tokyo Olympics edition coming up on one. Thursday, 8:30 p.m. on 7. I'm a card-carrying member of the Sampang fan club. He's naughty. He's got naughty written all over him. One of those kids that you just look at and go, he would have been age 10, a complete nightmare.
Sampang does what he wants in a similar vein to Mick Malloy.
Yep.
But just with less hoo-ha.
Yes.
Sampang is the perfect example of just, you know, he rocks up to his breakfast show an hour late. Yep. He skips meetings. Yep. I'm not doing publicity. But he comes across as this charming, lovely fellow. He's doing exactly what he wants, a lovely fellow.
Yeah, good boy.
I love it. All right, well, you enjoy that. You've got Grant Hackett, of course, Anna Mears, Raylene Boyle, yep. Legends there, Fitzy, Titus O'Rourke. It's a big show.
Big show.
All right, watching that on 7, 8:30 Thursday. Great to see you, mate.
Cheers, mate.
It's the Rush Hour, JB and Billy on Triple M.